What's up, everybody? The 3-Wide Podcast back on the airwaves. Eddie Gritter III with you guys for the 3-Wide Podcast. Typical Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions of all of motorsports, still on hiatus, folks, here as I do this podcast, as always, from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas, on the Sunday morning here, folks, March 29th, as we are recording this podcast here in sunny, well, it's about sunrise here. We're recording this just after 7:30, folks, here, as we're set for a busy day, trying to get to JC here, as we'll give the brief update here, what's going on here. You have my reaction to the iRacing here from last week, and of course, as I'm recording this right now, more iRacing to come. The Pro Invitational Series continues today with Virtual Texas. We'll get on that, and of course, IndyCar did their thing yesterday as well. We'll try to fit it in here on a short, brief edition of the podcast. Before I do that, of course, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, at EG3_FastEddie. And you can find the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast from, or it's from Spotify, Audioboom, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. We're on TuneIn as well, SoundCloud. Yeah, the 3-Wide Podcast. Get it wherever you can, and especially if you have more time on your hands like we are now, sitting on hiatus like all sports are right now with this coronavirus thing. In more states, more counties getting the lockdown to stay at home. And yeah, brief update here real quickly here on my situation here. Of course, yes, I'm still, well, fortunate to still have a job. Of course, yes. So, as most of you already know, I travel for work anyway. So, delivering, transporting cargo to our clients around Northeast Central Kansas. That is my job for what my work is called. Well, my company's name is called Stanion Wholesale Company, where we basically sell electrical parts all over. We have a lot of parts, so yeah, that's that as well. Yeah, there's that. And then of course, Friday, was it, Big D is late arrival here here in the EG3 household. But yeah, so here, yeah, there's that. But here, I lost a train of thought here from, yeah, so we went to lockdown, I believe, at midnight last night, and Governor Laura Kelly issued the statewide lockdown on Friday morning. So, I mean, yeah, to prevent any more of this virus going around. Yeah, it's folks, it's been, I mean, you can watch all, binge watch all you want, which it's fine, by the way. But yeah, when you grow up watching sports 24/7, yeah, you're gonna appreciate it a lot more. And when this thing is all said and done, a lot of people are gonna learn how to appreciate what they love to do, whether it is sports or teaching or doing stuff like that. There was a parade over here close to us here where our daughter Emma will probably most likely go to Arnold. Yeah, it's early in the morning. Sorry, but I know it's Amanda Palmer something Arnold. I'll get it here in a second here. Let me search that up while I talk about it. But there was a parade around here Thursday morning for the kids, for the students of this elementary school that were, I feel really bad. But yeah, there's a parade around here. The teachers dressed up as costumes, something to that extent, and there were kids here. There's a lot of people lined up. I don't know how long it took for that parade, but it was just amazing to see, you know, teachers, you know, trying to get in touch with the students that are out here. And of course, Flint Hills Christian School, where a few close friends of ours, me and the wife's of children go to that school as well, providing material for those students as well. Amanda Arnold, I had half of it. But Amanda Arnold Elementary School hosted, shout out Amanda Arnold, our future elementary school down the road, future road, that, all right, so we're going to host this, we're going to do this thing, and a lot of people came out for it. Now, obviously, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to it, but it caught the WIBW 13 that we watch news channel there, and one of my friends, radio friends, who teaches now for that school, her last name was on a poster that I saw on when they showed it a little bit. It's like, hey, I know that person. So that was really great to see that as well. So yeah, it's been a lot of that. And of course, yes, you know, those kids that I was talking about are close friends of ours that we do life group with for church on Sunday afternoons. Today is Sunday. You know, they've been doing online material, and of course, they've been doing these online classes, and of course, social distancing that everybody's been talking about the last few weeks since this virus has invaded the United States of America, that social distancing, that, you know, the kids can see their classmates and their teachers, which is very, very amazing to see as well. So definitely those kids, I feel for them. And like I said last week on a podcast, and I talked about 2 weeks, well, I decided to change it up a little bit, you know, want to keep this. I'll get to that here toward the end of today's podcast. But yeah, you talked about social distancing and whatnot, you know, the interaction that's going on around there. So that's awesome as well, you know, to see the kids still, the teachers have that relationship with their students, and yeah, you just see it all over. And obviously all the talk's been about this COVID-19 and whatnot affecting ton of sports. And yeah, back to my original thought that the seniors, whether it's high school, college, graduating from K-State, Pitt State or whatnot, KU, whatnot, you know, they missed the opportunity of not walking on, it's obviously the sports deal, but not just that, but just walking around campus, around their fellow classmates and whatnot. Not only that, their underclassmen as well. So you really gotta feel bad for those all around. And obviously, going back to sports a little bit, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, getting the engine running here on this Sunday morning here, Eddie Gritter III here, along with Big D, who just popped in the chair for a little bit, the producer of the podcast. But you gotta feel for these boys and girls, you know, their senior seasons being put to a halt because of this thing. And the basketball, wrestling tournaments was going on, and not even the start of it, you have to put it on hold because of this. You know, obviously the important thing is health, that's helping, healthy, being healthy and being there for, you know, your friends and family and stuff like that. So that obviously, man, excuse me, yeah. You tell, yeah, it's Sunday morning. Yeah, usually we record this podcast in the afternoon and early evening, but obviously wanted to change things up a little bit since I still have a little family in town here somehow during this county lockdown here that's been going on, that's been really been progressing here aggressively here with this thing still intact. And the recent update here weekly, Big D, was over 200 the last time we looked at it. 200, and there was a case here that came up on Friday. There was almost a case in Fort Riley as well. So yeah, man, this thing is creeping up as I said last week, this thing has legs. And I just don't know. I'm not going to speculate like everybody else. You know, we can get back in action in May. Baseball trying to get it. And Rob Manfred said, yeah, we can't have control of it. Yeah, you're damn right. We don't have control of this thing. So it's like we're going to have to sit and we're going to have to wait this thing out and see what's going to happen. It's affected, obviously, sports, schools, marathons, half marathons, you know what I'm saying? Olympics got shut down, got moved over to next year earlier this week. So that's a huge, huge deal there. And fortunately, they're not losing a lot of money like, you know, these NASCAR races, you know, being postponed. And like I kind of mentioned last week on the Three Wide podcast that, you know, if this thing runs longer past May, we might not get the whole thing. And I just don't know. I just can't see, you know, getting this whole thing in. Just like baseball, you know, baseball has all these games, 102 games. And I was pumped up to watch baseball. But obviously, we all know what's going on right now in this current state in our country, wherever you live, wherever you listen to this podcast. So there's, you know, we're just going to have to wait this thing out again, and we'll just, when this thing wraps up, we'll see where we stand, and from there, hopefully, we'll all get back to normalcy, and then we'll have to see respectively, at least as sports goes, how things shake out, especially with NASCAR, given that, obviously, we got the iRacing thing, once again, round two of the Pro Invitational Series at Virtual Texas later on this afternoon. Looking forward to that. As well on Fox and FS1. They did a fabulous job last week there. And let me say something here. And this is a good transition over to iRacing section here. So again, just keep thoughts and prayers on everybody that has been affected, involved in this thing. As well, that should be in prayers every day. So, whether or not you're the praying type or not, you know, you know, everybody's affected. So, not just one person, not just two, not just 10 people, a whole nation has been affected by this. So, all you can do is pray and just wait it out some more. So, iRacing. Okay, so Fox, FS1, you gotta give these guys credit for putting this thing together. And this is the only thing that's going on. Everybody else is playing old games, whether it's ACC Network, CBS is going to be playing some old tournament games, classic games, to put it later on today on their channel. Things like that. The NFL Network, obviously, playing games from last year as well. So you got all these old games. You know, you can try to keep it the same. But it's really not. I mean, you really miss, you know, going to the ballpark and whatnot. And whether it's baseball, you know, baseball getting shut down. Well, college-wise anyways, you know, for the season, that's good. That sucks, you know, for not only for K-State, but for every collegiate baseball team that's putting their team out there on the field trying to get competitive and stuff like that. iRacing, you know, that was really, this is the only thing that's going on right now. And they're trying to take advantage. NASCAR, you got to credit NASCAR, folks. I mean, NASCAR, they're trying to take advantage of this opportunity right now. And, you know, the winners, you know, coming from familiarity and from start to finish, you know, keeping things, you know, normal with the invocation to prayer and the start your engines in the national anthem. I thought it was fantastic. You know, it was, you felt like, for me, you felt like yes, it's a video game simulation, whatever we're going to call it, video game. That's what my wife called it last week, and she paid attention to it, actually. This is somebody that's not a huge fan of NASCAR. She don't like it. And when I turned it to chill and watch the iRacing race at Virtual Homestead last weekend. So she got a kick out of it. So this is somebody that ain't a big fan of NASCAR. Now, she will pay attention still to the end of the races when it's actually going on. things like that. But overall, she's not fanning. So this is what I'm talking about. And I'm going to use my wife as an example, perfect example, because she's not into this NASCAR thing, obviously, but she supports it. So, I mean, you get people, I mean, obviously right now, you get guys and gals, adults, that aren't in NASCAR, and I'm not saying, you know, iRacing, you know, is the answer, but it can, you know, be to a certain extent, you know, obviously it's not the real thing, you know, these drivers buying out these simulators, these that are really expensive, damn, you listen to, like, Denny Hamlin simulator, Alex Bowman, these things cost like a new car would. So, you know, you got going on, and, you know, Jordan Bianchi on the teardown earlier this week on Monday, or when I listened to it on Monday, said, you know, he didn't like, you know, the normal, basically it's the calling out, said he didn't like the prayer and whatnot. And, you know, I talked to you, Big D, about this when I said that, you know, he writes good stuff, and then there's that part. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not going to go to rabbit hole with him on that. And obviously, I'm going to keep my comments to myself on that note. But for me, personally, I thought that it felt like normal. At least for 90 minutes of that time. You know, going out here and watching, you know, guys like Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson acting a fool. And these guys out here, you know, showing their talent for this type of racing. And last week was just a perfect example of that. The Three Wide Podcast rolls on EG3 in the building on the Sunday morning here, the last weekend of the month. And it's going to already be April here this week already. Wow, on Wednesday. That's incredible. And still a little chilly here in Manhattan, Kansas, but it is springtime here. Finally getting out of this damn cold weather, which I don't like, but I have to put up with it. But finally getting some decent weather out here in the Midwest. And yeah, getting out while I can. Well, obviously, I'm always out taking advantage of it. So I'm with my running and everything else, and, you know, the cancellations of marathons and stuff like that. Now, there is still one pending, and this dude is going to wait it out. This dude is determined. I'll get back to iRacing in just a second, folks. But, you know, Big D, folks, you know, this guy is going to wait things out here for it. So, I mean, with the case turned up here in Raleigh County with the coronavirus, I just don't know. I mean, everything else has been canceled and things like that. So I just don't know, you know, what is going to happen with all that other stuff. So, I mean, it sucks, yes, but at the same time, I mean, we just might as well close, cancel all the races and just wait it out at least until summer, where I might jump in a mini race or two to get things going here. But, you know, luckily for the gals out here down south towards us in Texas, they got a race in before the epidemic hit. So, wait things out right there. But yeah, iRacing saw a fantastic finish. Now, the beginning of the race, man, it was out of rhythm with all these silly-ass cautions. They're early in the race there, but once things settled down, you got yourself a little long run, especially toward the end of the race, where we saw two familiar drivers battle out for the win. Denny Hamlin, who had to come from the back of the field to do it, the Daytona 500 winner from February, the three-time Daytona 500 winner now, and Denny Hamlin getting more publicity. Why? Because he beat Dale Earnhardt Jr. to a line there. They made contact there. Jr. saved it there. But Hamlin wins the race at Homestead, virtual Homestead, quote-unquote, there to win it there from the back of the field. Dale Jr. in the filter time car there, coming in second, barely. I don't have the rest of the finishing order, obviously, right there, because all that matters is somebody that is familiar, that is more popular in the game right now, no other than the one that has not won a championship in the real time, that in person of Denny Hamlin getting it done right there. So, I mean, imagine if, you know, Garrett Smithley, the Timmy Hills, the Garrett Smithleys, Ty Majeskis, but really, Garrett Smithley and Timmy Hill who was battling out for the win down the stretch there. And there's another car that was up in the mix. I think it was Ross Chastain. I might be wrong about that deal. So those guys, you know, getting a lot of publicity there. Gary Smithley, I will not be surprised if to see him back up in the mix there later this afternoon at Virtual Texas. Obviously, you got your big name struggling. Jimmy Johnson costing another big one. He was already multiple laps down before costing a big one. He's becoming good at that kind of stuff there, whether it's on the real track or in virtual world. Sorry, Jimmy. Clint Bowyer had his issues. Kyle Busch, Joey Logano. Logano struggled. He's not, quote-unquote, what he said, a sim racer as well. So you have these unpopular names that you do not see on a regular basis get the job done there, which is awesome for us fans to see these guys show their talent in a different way in NASCAR. So Gary Smithley, Timmy Hill, I believe, finished third in the race there last week on iRacing. You got, again, give iRacing and Fox Networks kudos for trying this thing out and putting this thing together. It really all started with the Replaces 100 from Atlanta. So you get this is the theme now that we're going to see through the rest of this month, into April, and possibly into May here. Again, you know, NASCAR was shooting for everything to get back on track at the Martinsville opening night race on Mother's Day weekend. Again, we're just going to have to wait and see about that. There's a lot of prediction going on that this thing could go through May, maybe a little bit through June. I don't know. I'm just telling you guys what the word is out in the street. Things like that. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Yours truly, Eddie Gritter III here in Manhattan, Kansas on this Sunday morning. Beautiful Sunday morning in Manhattan, Kansas. And you will look for this podcast being out here either tonight or tomorrow night, somewhere around there. But when this podcast does go out, we will know who took down Virtual Texas, where we're going to see Greg Biffle in a simulator here later on this afternoon. Got the entry list here pulled up here. Let me see here. So the iRacing Pro Invitational Series continues on Fox and FS1 later on this afternoon. Texas Motor Speedway is the host of that. O'Reilly Auto Parts 125, noon Central Time, 1 Eastern Time again on all the Fox networks, whether it's on Fox, FS1, Fox Sports app. And this is the second race of the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series. And I have the entry list down for that right here. So, yeah, Kurt Busch, Austin Dillon, who was in last week, Ross Chastain Jr.'s back, Chase Elliott, who had a good time, Denny Hamlin will look to win two in a row, Blaney in the field this time. There were a lot of people last week wanting Ryan Blaney in the Homestead field. Wasn't there. Blaney's going to be in the field this time around. Ty Dillon, Clint Bowyer, talked about Greg Biffle already, Chris Buescher, Kyle Busch, Bobby Labonte, who's in for Martin Truex Jr., the 19 ride, Labonte getting some practice time in here. We're going to be seeing him again. Gave him a shout out on the old Twitter machine last weekend. Eric Jones and Matthew Benedetto and William Byron. Everybody's talking about the talent of William Byron on eNASCAR iRacing. And he was up front early last week. And you know, something happened to him late in this race. So, you know, in my opinion, I haven't really seen much out of William Byron in the eNASCAR series. That's just me. So, Byron in it. Tyler Reddick going to make an appearance this afternoon. Michael McDowell, Ryan Preece. Some new names for the Texas. John Hunter Nemechek, Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Stenhouse, Jimmy Johnson, Garrett Smithley, Timmy Hill, Parker Clickerman, Alex Bowman, Landon Castle, Christopher Bell in there. So, 2 to 3 of the rookies from the Cup Series will be in this field. And, of course, Daniel Suarez caps it off. He'll be in the 96. So, yeah, you again, trying to keep a little bit of normalcy at least. You're going to see cut guys in this field, obviously. Well, they're all cut guys, really, except for, yeah, they're all cut guys in there. So I believe last week in there, somebody from the truck series in the Xfinity series, yeah, Allgaier, Justin Allgaier was in the field representing the Xfinity series. And I believe somebody from the cups, from the truck series was in there. I believe it was Matt Crafton. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not too sure about that. So, no, but this week for Texas, it's all cup guys in the field. So, we'll see, you know, who will come out on top. O'Reilly Auto Parts 125. And I believe we're going to have reactions to that race as well. So, that's going to be a separate episode as well. So, looking forward to that as well. And since we're on hiatus here, I've talked about it a little bit with Big D, and you know, I originally it was going to be 2 weeks an episode. Well, you know, to keep ourselves relevant, we're gonna be weekly now with hiatus and no NASCAR going on. This is going to be trying to keep this little short and sweet to a little bit of 30 minutes to 40 minute episodes. No longer than 40 minutes. So yeah, definitely want to keep you informed of that. Now, I mentioned IndyCar, folks, before we sign out here for this episode of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. IndyCar did a thing yesterday on the iRacing. I believe they showed Watkins Glen in here. Big D, pull that up a little bit. All right, so read this early this morning while taking care of Emma, but this is newsworthy here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Sage Karam from the IndyCar series wins the first IndyCar iRacing Challenge Sim race. Now, I believe this was taking place. Now, they don't. Yes, now they say it. I thought so. Okay, so Sage Karam wins the race in IndyCar iRacing Challenge at Watkins Glen yesterday afternoon, and he did it. And then it did it. This was 45 lap race, and he did it by a margin, by a comfortable margin of 3 seconds. Over 3 seconds. Over second place finisher right there. Where is it? I had it on my notes there for a second here. Felix Rosenquist, the runner-up, and Will Power. You guys should all know who he is. Will Power finished in the third spot right there. So, comfortably, Sage Karam, and he's a regular in the IndyCar series for our IRL series, gets it done in Watkins Glen. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. That was news to everything when I was reading early this morning. Hey, well, doing some final prepping for this podcast. But yeah, Sage Karam getting it done there. Shout out to IndyCar. So IndyCar getting any action a little bit. So that was newsworthy there. So congratulations to him and your top three finishers there, Felix Rosenquist and Will Power. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast about to go to the garage here. Eddie Gritter third. And one more other note here real fast here. You wonder, you know, with the NCAA tournament being canceled, whatnot, NBA being canceled for right now, Major League Baseball, that, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that, but video games, you know, have a representative from your team. Now, this is my idea. Have a representative for your team, you know, whether it's Madden or NBA Live, whatnot, represent your team, to play your team and whatnot. For the season, you know, we're going through the stretch now where we're actually supposed to be in Atlanta, in Homestead, at Texas this today. But unfortunately, you know, with the circumstances around the world right now, COVID-19, we are not. So NASCAR is going by the schedule of the tracks that we're actually supposed to be at real time. So, you know, you wonder about that stuff, but again, awesome that NASCAR is taking advantage, and now you can really throw an IndyCar into the mix in what they're trying to do. So I'm going to go back at some point where we have all this time to check out that Indy race here. If it's on YouTube or whatnot, I know that's going on. So, But definitely, we will be back at some point this week with reaction to Texas and who takes it down there. And yes, I got bonus points for the Wrecking and Racing fantasy points there, fantasy segment there. Thank you to Denny Hamlin there for rallying back and holding off Dale Jr. there for the score of the 10 points there. So that's 10 points in the bank right there for me there. So we'll see what I pick right there for Texas. That's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because you usually have your normal guys up in there in the front like Joe Logano, but those guys struggled. Kyle Busch's, Joe Logano's, they struggled with setup. So, you know, you got to take it for what it is. So we'll see what happens at Texas here later on this afternoon on the Village of Fox Networks out there. Again, and watch it. But when this podcast comes out, whether it's tonight or Monday night, we will know who won Texas. So I think we're going to try to get this out tonight when I get back, or when I'm done with virtual life group stuff. So that's going to be fun, you know, going on the computer there and talking to our life group, interacting with our life group via Zoom. So that's going to be interesting right there. Again, practicing on that social distancing, folks. Nip it in the bud. Practice your social distancing. Stay safe out there. Do what you do best. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. Again, at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. And again, find a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and a lot more. SoundCloud, we're right there as well, folks. Sunday morning, the sun is shining, and I'm going to get a nice little walk in here, take a day off from running, and enjoy this nice weather out here, get a little breath fresh air here, and enjoy more family time today, and I hope you guys do as well. Big D, let's close this thing down, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 on this early Sunday morning edition of the podcast. Yeah, early, but we're getting it in here before the iRacing resumes, the action resumes on iRacing, the Pro Series continues. Virtual Texas, who will take the chair flag there when this podcast comes out? We will know who won the race there, and we're going to talk about it on the next edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, and maybe talk about some other things as well. But for now, we're going to put a bow on that. Big D, thanks for coming over on very early notice. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, saying thank you guys for downloading and listening to the podcast as usual. And before I forget, please tell a friend about the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast and leave us a rating and review, 5 stars, if you will. Help us out tremendously. Now, again, I'm not doing this for the fame or anything like that. I'm doing this podcast for the love of the sport. And I want you guys to continue to spread the word here in the Midwest, wherever you listen to, and get the word out. Again, iRacing back on the docket. Texas, we're buckling up for that as well. Who will take the checkered flag there? Tune into the Fox Sports FS1 app, whatever you can access the race to find out who takes the checkered flag there. We will talk to you next time. Until then, stay safe, stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you soon. We out.
podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going three wide. 3 wide.